Radio highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class. Here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. Today, I'm Dr. Audrey Terrell, the Vice President of the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. Our president, Tina Turner Morfitt, had the wonderful opportunity to attend the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia. So she's not here today, and we're excited about her coming back, giving us some highlights. So I will be in the lead chair. But today, we also have our Secretary Treasurer of the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, Deborah Hall.
Hello, Deborah Hall with the American Federation of Teachers. Good to be here.
I am also retired from the staff of the UAW in Detroit, and so I'm a union activist in so many different ways. But today we have a special guest here, and we've got an open discussion on various union activities that's going on in our city. Today we have our lead segment by Andrea Lamones, organizer for Jobs for Justice. She will take the lead on tonight's discussion, Black Lives in Labor. So Andrea, tell us all about yourself.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me here tonight. Thank you, Audrey, and thank you, Deborah. I'm really excited to be here. Again, my name is Andrea Lamones, and I'm a coalition organizer for Portland Jobs with Justice. And the reason why I'm here, also, I am a CBTU member as well.
Yes,
love my union. And I'm also a CWA Local 7901 member. And we are organized at my job, very proud of that. Yes, CWA. So I am here tonight just because some of my work that I'm doing at Portland Jobs with Justice is really focused on racial justice in the workplace. And so we have been working on Black Jobs Matter issues at Portland Jobs with Justice, because we really recognize that economic justice and racial justice are the same thing. You cannot divide them or take them apart. So, you know, we're Black folk working 40 hours a week at our job, and how we're treated at that job, how we're paid at that job, the benefits that we receive at that job definitely affects our entire life. It affects our lives, our families' lives, and our community's lives. And Portland Jobs with Justice is definitely what we're trying to do is bridge the gap between community issues and workers' rights issues, because we know they're all the same. We aren't just one person at work and another person at home.
Yes.
We are entire human beings, and what affects us at our job affects us at our home. And so I'm really excited to talk to both of you a little bit more about that.
Excellent.
Great. I attended an event, and I would really want you to highlight about who was there and some of the subject matters on the Black Lives in Labor meeting that was at Portland State.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about that.
Oh, great. So Portland Jobs with Justice, led by our ED, Dee Wu, worked with AAUP at their Summer Institute, where we had a discussion about race and Black lives and labor. I'll tell you the people that were there. We had a really great panel. So, we tried to call in Dr. Melina Abdullah from Black Lives Matter Los Angeles. However, Skype can be really tricky. So, unfortunately, we weren't able to talk to her. On the panel, we also had Ajamu Umi from SEIU 503 and the All African People's Revolutionary Party. We also had Deborah Hall, who's sitting right next to me. Great, Deborah. We also had Zach Muhammad from Unite Oregon, me. And our moderator was Dr. Lisa Bates from PSU. She's a PSU Urban Studies and Planning professor. So at that panel, first of all, I just want to say to have a panel full of Black folk in unions was so powerful.
Yes.
To hear our voice, to see all those beautiful brown faces, and to hear about our voices and experiences trying to actually be active members of our unions and fighting for workers' rights was just a powerful space to have.
Yes.
You know, and so many things that we talked about, but one thing that really struck me, because I've experienced this as well, is just being a union member and being active in my union.
Yes.
I remember when I first started going to CWA meetings, I will say it, there were certain individuals who were not on staff, our president's wonderful, but people who asked me, who are you? Why are you here? Yes. You know, just being a Black body in a predominantly white space. And so we talked about that quite a bit at the panel and about how people can actually, or groups and unions actually be more inclusive, be more welcoming of folks that people may see as othered into the labor movement, you know, and we are the labor movement. Yes. Black folks are, we are the labor movement. This country is built like this literally upon our labor. And really talking about that and having that space was just, and meeting those people. For instance, Ajamu has been an organizer, I believe, with SEIU for 5 years, if I remember right. And to actually have him meet Deborah, what I think is so powerful, to actually have Black union and labor activists in this city actually have a space where they can meet each other, which is so important. Yes, for us is. To build community and build strength in the movement. A new committee, labor committee called Block.
Wonderful.
Yes. And
Wonderful.
It's really, and what happened, how it came around was, as I was going out and reaching out to different labor unions and different community groups, I was meeting so many other Black folk, but yet they didn't really know each other. Cause I'm very lucky with my job to be able to be out in the community and be out going to different union meetings. And I'd go out and we'd have that moment where you see the other Black organizer and you're like, hey, I see you. I see you. I recognize you. I see your power. I see what you're bringing to the community and to our economic fight. And so I really wanted to create a space where we could all come together, all meet each other, build a strong support community, and then go on, like, you know, move forward and work on skill sharing. Because I do believe, and Portland Jobs and Justice definitely believes this as well, is that people of color, we do not need to be quote unquote saved. We have our own resources and our own power in our community. And if we are just given the space and, you know, like a non-judgmental space, a space that is safe and open, that we can actually come together and work on so many different issues, especially when it comes to economic justice. Mm-hmm. So that was really what inspired me to start building up that committee. And it's been really wonderful to see activists, again, who are just meeting each other for the first time, who've maybe been working in labor for 5 or 10 years in this city, and actually create a space for them to come together. So that's something that's really been powerful and that I'm really, really enjoying.
I was in attendance and oh my God. And see, I've been retired 10 years as a union activist, but I could feel the energy in the room, the speakers. I do hope the president have some time to bring them on to some of our shows because they had so much to say. They were so energized and I was very impressed. And Deborah, you was like,
American Federation of Teachers National Convention, and I was really tired, but it was, I have very little words because it's not often in labor here that I have other Black people that I can share things with. And so just from that point, it was amazing. I'd like to thank the AAUP and their executive director for putting that panel together and giving us that opportunity. Because again, as Andrea was saying, we don't need, you know, like folks to come in and save us, but we do need space so that we can figure out and self-determine, you know, like everyone else has been given the opportunity. I do hope that more panels like that will take place and that we'll get more folks, because as folks have seen, we are the backbone of our unions. And I'm sure that if folks start digging into their union history, you'll see your face on some stuff. You know, the reason that our unions are here is they played a very prominent role in, you know, securing rights for all people.
You know, I just want to say that I am so, just saying that how important it is to be present, how our president, Tina Morfitt, sits on the AFL-CIO, Oregon AFL-CIO board as a Black face and a representative and a voice.
That's
and everybody knows she has a voice.
That's right.
Has a voice. To sit there and then get opportunities to be sent to the Democratic National Convention. So it's a positive thing, you know, and I commend you, Andrea, on what you're doing and bringing, and also Deborah being involved, so we can hear, come together and be supportive of one another. And I understand there are other activities that's going to be happening here in Portland that we should be involved in and be aware of.
And we could sure use some of you folks out there listening at some of these events. Because, again, if we're not there to represent ourselves, someone is going to show up and represent us. And that has been the problem in our years of history in this country, is that, you know, when are we going to, you know, be able to stand up and tell our story and to tell the good story? I don't want to hear about 14 black people got shot. I want to hear about 27 black children got scholarships to go to. You know, tell the good story. There's more good story than bad story. We can't let anyone tell our story. Only we can tell our story, and we need to be telling it.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to be telling it.
I really agree with Deborah. I think if I could ask... We can ask of people who are listening, if you are black and a part of a union, please go to your union meetings. That makes a huge difference. Representation matters. Seeing other black folk out there, seeing other black folk fighting for our rights and labor, that matters. Like
yes,
when
it does.
I first became active in community organizing, and I moved here from Philadelphia 4 years ago, and Philadelphia is where I started my community organizing, and seeing other folks of color on the front line, like seeing the power that they bring, seeing the truth and the stories that they bring, seeing their humanity, that's what inspired me to get out, to just not sit around and wait for things to happen, but to actually get out and do. Mm-hmm. So that was the one thing I would ask folks, get out in the community, get boots on the ground, come out and have your faith seen, be seen.
Mm-hmm. Right. We can't contract this out, because we see what happens at marches and rallies when we're not telling our story and other people tell our story. It's always the most negative, most dreadful things that happen, not the good story. So we need to be out telling the good story. Our young people need to know what that good story is.
Mm-hmm. So Andrea, tell me more about Jobs for Justice. And the things that you're doing, and the positiveness that's happening with Black Lives Matter. Just cover some things that you've been doing.
Yeah, so at Portland Jobs with Justice, like I said, we've definitely been fighting the fight for racial justice. And so a part of that is we have worked with some students at PSU, the Portland Student Union. And they are amazing young people. And there is a young woman, I believe, who's been on this show, Olivia Pace.
Yes.
Who is doing amazing work at PSU and is really fighting the good fight. Unfortunately, she has been targeted by the administration. Actually, before she has left town, I definitely miss Alyssa Begon. Got to give her a shout out.
Yes.
But Alyssa and Olivia were leading the group of student activists on campus who are fighting to disarm PSU, who are fighting for a living wage on campus, and they were definitely targeted by the administration. The two students of color. Hear me again. The two students of color.
Now, just think, if there had been 50 more students of color, that wouldn't have happened. We need more people showing up, you guys.
Mm-hmm. And so Jay with Jay has been supporting them, and I still give so much of a shout out to Susu, and so much love for them, and so much love for that group of, you know, opening up space to be led by women of color, which is so important. So we have been working, we don't have too much of the information right now, but we are working on a few more conferences that are coming up. I'll definitely be able to share it with this group when we get more details, but a lot of it is racial justice issues in your union, in the workplace, and especially for women of color. Excellent. There are so many studies out there that show that when a woman of color files a grievance, that grievance is very often not followed up on or not taken seriously. Yes.
Boy, do I have stories.
Yes.
Anyway.
Actually, I do too. I have a story. So that's something that's really important in some of the work that we're doing, is actually just trying to help organizations build a culture of inclusiveness, a culture of genuine equity. The word diversity is thrown around a lot, but if you have a lot of people of color, but you're not listening to their voices, not respecting their experience, then really, what's the point?
Right.
You know,
right.
When you get to that point where you're taking away folks' humanity, you're really just tokenizing them. You know, oh, look at these people of color we have over here, but okay, but none of their ideas are respected. None of their voices are listened to. So we really want there to be a broader understanding. If people are saying they support Black Lives Matter, then our white allies need to take a step back and let our voices be in the front.
Right.
If you truly believe Black Lives Matter, you will not be trying to white-splain or mansplain or any of those things.
Right.
Let me step up front and let me share my voice and my experiences and respect that voice and those experiences.
Just want to reiterate, you are listening to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment on Labor Radio here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. And tonight we have Andrea Lemons here, organizer for the Jobs of Justice, talking about so many things, not only for the Jobs of Justice, but the community involvement they have about Black Lives and labor and a lot of other things that's going on here. It's just been so rewarding to meet you since we've been here and working with you. I feel encouraged. As Vice President of CBTU and working with Tina, sometimes you feel like with Tina, two little ladies trying to make a move the mountain, but to have other sisters come in that's motivated and full of life and with the same focus, certainly we thank you for all you do, you and Deborah, because you know it may not be easy. I just want to share that when I got my PhD, I did the research on Black women in labor unions, and I found eight black women that was just totally so similar, didn't know each other from various unions, and what the qualities that you carry naturally carry to make the labor movement as strong as it is. But that's a segment that need to be targeted, you know. And so I'm saying this only because I'm encouraging the listeners to get involved with your union, attend union meetings, attend these rallies and these forums regarding labor unions. It's so rich, so much richness in that you are naturally attracted to.
Yes.
Now, again, before we go off the air, I certainly want to be able to reiterate to our listening audience some of the activities that's going on. So to let you all know, hey, we are alive and well. We're moving. We're full of energy. We are politically involved. Mm-hmm. We are social justicely involved. And certainly a part of our unions, physical, sitting on boards, making comments. So, Deborah, were there some things that you found that's coming up that you want to share with our listening audience?
There are. Tomorrow, there's a group getting together, a group of women for a think tank to begin the discussion about women as leaders in our union movement. And hopefully this national election has stimulated some of that discussion. On August 12th and 13th, Coalition, looking for the information, Northwest Community Coalition for Police Accountability Summer Gathering. And that is being sponsored by the Peace and Justice League out of Spokane and the Portland branch of the NAACP. What am I forgetting? Other things coming up. We'll be taking part with my state federation, AFT Oregon, is going to begin their work with social racial justice, which the national union has taken up heartily. Had a task force produce a very, very nice report, and AFT, American Federation Teachers, is certainly encouraging all of their locals all over the country to start the conversations, to get coalitions built, to start working with our members of color so that we can be totally organized. And I want to encourage all of my American Federation of teachers, brothers and sisters, check out the AFT history. And Black people, that's all I'm going to say, check out the AFT history, because you will see your face in that history. Check it out. The union is for us. We got to be there.
And I just want to remind everybody about the Labor Day picnic that's coming up. That's a month away. Again, Tom Chamberlain has agreed. He is the president of the Oregon AFL-CIO. Again, for the third year, he will be here with Labor Radio.
All right.
Talking with us. And
great.
He really has been responsive to the Coalition of Black Trade Unions. Tina
has.
And myself and Deborah.
Yes.
Anytime we ask him anything, he always showed up.
Yes.
So what are some of the things, Andrea, that you know of that's coming up in the community?
Oh, actually, pretty much all the things that Deborah said. So thank you so much, Deborah. Deborah's on top of everything. I'd also say if people are more interested in knowing what's coming up in the community, definitely go to our website, JWJ. pdx.org. You can sign up for our newsletters, and our newsletters will keep people up to date on different actions, on different meetings that we're having, on ways to actually get like more involved. People can also email me at Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, at jwjpdx.org if they are interested in BLOC, if they're interested in our Black Labor Organizing Committee. That would be great, especially to have more people of color step up in their unions and be more visible. I'd really, really love to see that. That's what makes my heart sing.
Yes.
When I see
yes.
so many yes. people of color, so many beautiful Black and brown faces mm-hmm. talking about economic justice and talking about how can we actually change the lives of people today. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that there's lots of great ideas out there, but maybe some of those ideas may be like a little bit farther down the road, right. but there's so many smaller steps that we can take to help improve people's lives now.
Yes, there are.
So many steps we can take to help improve people's health care, like now. And so really what we need people, we need ideas, people to be active and really help us on different committees and different mm-hmm. campaigns at Jobs with Justice. So you can Google us, Jobs with Justice Portland, and you will find lots of different ideas and campaigns. Like for instance, we have a campaign for 15. It's citywide, even though, yes, we know the raising the minimum wage bill was passed. But as you know, if you live in Portland, you cannot actually make $15 an hour right now and survive right. in this city, let alone 4 or 6 years from now. Right. So we are actually highlighting businesses and organizations that pay $15 or more an hour to the employees now. So if you are one of those businesses or organizations or you know someone, please, again, email me at andrea@jwjpdx.org. And that is very meaningful. For instance, SEIU 49 just won a great contract for Justice for Janitors.
Yes, they did.
Downtown, and that's a lot of people of color are getting yes. some good benefits, who are getting yes. better pay, who are able to take care of their families.
Yes.
Because when people talk about what oppression looks like, you know what oppression looks like? Yes. When I get paid 75 cents on the dollar compared to what a white man makes, but yet I'm still expected to pay a certain amount of rent, certain amount right. for food, a certain amount for debt.
Right.
When I'm expected to pay all these certain amounts, no wonder I live farther out.
Right.
Right? No mm-hmm. wonder my kids don't go to like maybe the best school if right. I had children. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's what oppression looks like. Yes. How much you're getting paid an hour compared to other people who may look differently than you, and if that negatively right. affects your life. And that's the reality. That's what we're living in. So I'm really happy that we were able to help and support mm-hmm. 49 win that justice for so many people of color, for janitors downtown. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in campaigns like that, interested in fighting for racial and economic justice, definitely come work with us.
Andrea, and at the same time, so you're talking about Jobs for Justice. Talk about some of the people you're working with, because I've had a really good opportunity to work with Zen, and it's just a life. Just make you want to just stand on a, just start screaming, yeah.
So exactly.
Talk about some of the people that you work with that energizes you and makes you want to work with.
Well, I definitely want to say my coworkers again are E.D. D. Wu, and my other coworker, our systems organizer, Kate Fagerholm. Wonderful, great. Really hype about the work. Jobs with Justice, we actually are all people of color mm-hmm. on staff. And so unfortunately, we've experienced a lot of economic oppression, and that is what fuels us and gets us ready for the fight every day. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoy my job. I really enjoy the people that I work with. Also, I think you just talked about Zev Nicholson, mm-hmm. who he is now the Community Strategic Alliance Director at AFSCME Council 75. Oh, and excuse me, Zeb, if I got your title wrong. You just got it. But congratulations to you.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
congratulations.
It's great. It's great to see a Black man
yes.
in that role, to be reaching out to the community, to be reaching out to folks who have suffered so much oppression and issues at the job. I think that's something that most people in our community don't understand.
Right.
You're talking about Black Lives Matter. You're talking about how our lives are affected on the street. That does not change when we go to the job.
And no, it doesn't.
It does not change.
No,
if you're for Black Lives Matter, you are for Black lives at all times.
Yes.
24/7, 7 days a week, and all of the beautiful, lively, amazing ways that we're all human beings. That's what this is about. So what we're doing is just saying our entire Black life matters.
Yes.
And what we're asking of people to respect that, not only like when we're on the street, but also in our jobs and our personal lives. Mm-hmm. And so, and Zev is just the embodiment of that. And I'm so happy that I've gotten to know him and been able to work with him. And I'm looking forward to working with him in the future. He's a wonderful, wonderful person and asset in our community.
And I totally agree with you.
Yes,
I enjoy working with him.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the timing is politics. We as a union, we're the working voice of America. So I just had to share that if it ever was a time that we need visibility, a voice, a presence, it's now, because it seemed like it's going to weigh on us which direction it's going to. You know what I mean by politics, elections. I encourage you, the Coalition of Black Trade Unions encourage you, go vote. Don't complain, go vote.
Don't boo, vote.
Is that what President Obama has said?
Don't watch TV, vote.
Vote. Make sure you're registered to vote. You got plenty enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Go and vote. And you know who to vote for, because we are working America. And the person that's several people, well, one person that's looking out for working people. Just listen to the candidates and make an intelligent decision, but make sure you're registered so when the time to come, don't be complaining, don't be booing, per our President Obama, go vote.
Mm-hmm. And not only about, you know, working folks, yes, working folks is very important, but just for, I know which way I'm voting just because I fear for the lives of my family and friends who are brown and black, right? Yes. I mean, this is real. Like, our lives, like, yes, this is completely real. And I want to make sure that I am respected and seen as an individual and a part of my community and a member of this country as a working black woman. Like, yes, I am here. I was born here. My family's here. I belong here.
Yes.
So yes, vote, vote, and vote to make sure that your job is safe and that your family is safe.
Yes.
So ladies, at the AFT's National Convention week before last, we had a session shattering the glass ceiling, and it was a panel. And there were several powerful women among the panel, one being the owner for Image List. And there was a young woman who is, she's not the campaign manager, but she's involved with Hillary Clinton's campaign in some way. And then we had three or four women from labor. But the statistic that was stated to me that stuck out was when black women vote, Democrats win. They didn't say that about any other group of people. We have more power than we know. We have been talked out of it. We have been told the bad story has been told. We need to tell the good story. When black women vote, Democrats win, if that's your leaning. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is I want women to see and to recognize their power, and especially my sisters of color, because our fight has been long and our fight has been hard, and we're doing it without our men and we're doing it without safety and protection. And so vote. I don't even care who you vote for. I'm at this point, honestly, vote, please vote.
Andrea, would you just do us a dear favor and repeat your contact information as we wrap up? Because I think our listeners really need to know how to be able to contact you in regard to any interest or concern.
All right. The best way is to email. Email is definitely the best way for me with my job. So email Andrea Lemoines, Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, at jwjpdx.org. And I would love to hear from people, especially I would love to hear from folks of color who are active in their unions and are looking to actually be like a face.
Please.
And actually looking to meet other black folk who are also active in their unions.
Yes.
We all want to meet with you.
Good time.
Well, build community.
The Coalition of Black Trade Unions meets the second Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. at the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employee Building, the William Lucy Building, which we had a great time with him up in D.C. a couple of months ago at the convention. It's located at 6025 East Burnside here in Portland, Oregon. So we ask that you join us on August the 9th, Tuesday around 7. Around 7, we have a great conversation. We were very lively last
night. Oh, we were. You are so much fun, Audrey. You should come to the meetings just to hang out with Audrey.
Anyway, I just want to say thank you all. Thank you for being here, Andrea.
Thank you for inviting me. And hopefully I'll come back soon. This was great.
Okay.
Right. I love our
We're here. We're building a movement.
Building a movement. Mm-hmm. Thank you all for listening this evening.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
In 1964, a handful of determined classical music and jazz enthusiasts put their passion and engineering skills together to create Portland, Oregon's first community radio station. 4 years later, in 1968, KABU was born. After 48 years, KABU Community Radio is still very much a thriving media hub for Portland and beyond. 2018 will mark 50 years, and KABU is planning a long line of celebrations now. We need your help. Our top four goals to get started are fundraising, Oregon Historical Society exhibit building, sharing stories in history, and events in celebration. For more information, contact volunteer at kboo.org or Armando Gonzalez at mandosmundo@yahoo.com. We look forward to your help.